So due to the severely complex nature of the area to be studied, the letter that you have, both versions, urges the BLM to conduct what we believe is the more appropriate complex version of the EA rather than an abbreviated or simple 90-day or less EA.
That's Fred Jarman, Deputy Garfield County Manager. The letters he's talking about are for Larry Sandoval, Field Manager for the Bureau of Land Management's Colorado River Valley Field Office. The county is concerned about a hydrology study, or to be more exact, the BLM's process of approving a hydrology study that is the next step towards a decision about the proposed expansion of the Mid-Continent Limestone Quarry north of Glenwood Springs. But let's back up a bit. BLM Public Information Officer David Boyd said more specifically the environmental analysis, or EA, is for
drilling 5 water wells that will be used for the hydrologic study. It's the drilling itself that's the action that could have impacts.
It's the drilling that will have impacts, so that's what needs to undergo an environmental review. That's what the BLM is looking at right now. They have not yet drafted the EA, so some of what Fred Jarman mentioned to the Garfield County Commissioners is not quite accurate. First, the letter makes mention of a simple EA versus a complex EA, as if those were official BLM terms to describe different kinds of environmental reviews. But Boyd says there really is no such thing as a simple or complex environmental analysis.
In 2017, the Department of Interior gave its agencies timelines to follow when working on EAs and EISs.
Before then, says Boyd, the BLM did not have a deadline within which to complete any kind of environmental review. The EA, which is the shorter of the two reviews, must be completed in 6 months. The lengthier, more detailed environmental impact statement, or EIS, gets 1 year from scoping to the decision. Boyd says the National BLM office has created templates to help field offices draft the reviews.
There's not a formal distinction between a simple EA and a complex EA. It's some general guidelines specific to BLM. It's more of a template. So if you have a complex EA, that's something where you have multiple alternatives. It's probably going to be controversial, probably going to take a little bit longer. Most of our EAs are going to be less complex than that, so they're calling them simple EAs, and those typically might have two alternatives. So either we're going to approve the proposed action or we're not.
It's a little like splitting hairs, but Boyd says the upshot is that the county seems concerned about the time frame.
They want to make sure that there's another opportunity for the public to comment, this time specifically on the EA and the analysis, and then just making sure that we're taking the time to do a detailed environmental analysis.
Fred Jarman also mentions how the county has not been treated like a cooperating agency.
We believe that it is the BLM's obligation to let you know that they're pursuing an EA and invite you to comment, to provide those comments. That is one of the most fundamental tenets of NEPA. So that you as a cooperating agency, as a local agency, can participate, quote, early in the process.
Boyd says in this case, the county needs to make that request.
Generally, it's a larger environmental impact statement where we're using cooperating agencies. It's unusual for you to have a cooperating agency on an environmental assessment. But if a government agency is interested in being a cooperating agency, they can let us know.
The city of Glenwood Springs has requested cooperating agency status and recently met with the BLM. Boyd says the hydrology study EA has not yet been drafted, which means the study has not been approved. He added that there will be another opportunity for public comment when the draft is finished.
We're still working out what the schedule looked like and when we expect that comment period to happen and when we expect a decision.
I'm Amy Haddon Marsh for KDNK News.